Tonight will be the final Amos and Andy show in the present Music Hall series. And Amos and Andy would like to talk to you at the conclusion of tonight's program. I hope you'll be listening. Now, presented by CBS Radio, it's the Amos and Andy Music Hall. Good evening. This is Jim Amici inviting you to the Amos and Andy Music Hall, brought to you by Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell, Amos and Andy, and starring George Kingfish Stevens as Master of Ceremony.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to the Amos and Andy Music Hall.
Yeah, glad to have you with us and all that.
Yeah, how is you, everybody?
Well, Kingfish, you must be in a good humor tonight. You was wearing a grin there that's big enough for two people.
Yeah, well, you know my brother-in-law Leroy is staying with us, and for the past 2 weeks I've been working on an idea to get rid of him. And it's beginning to pay off.
Yeah, well, what have you done?
Well, I bought 8 hats, just like the one he wears, and every morning I was putting a smaller size on the hat rack.
Now, what is the idea there?
Well, don't you see, you dummy? The boy thinks his head is swelling up on him. He spent the last 2 days going around to different doctors. They has recommended everything from thyroid pills to soaking his head in a bucket of alum. And he still ain't wired yet. I caught him this morning measuring his dome with a tape measure.
Oh, boy, that's a great joke.
Yeah, I added a little subtle touch to it last week. I got 5 pairs of shoes, and I keep giving him a bigger size. Poor Boob thinks he is swelling at one end and shrinking at the other.
Kingfish, Leroy might think he is seriously ill, you know.
Yeah, that's what's so funny. If my luck holds out, he might get so worried he'll do away with himself.
Well, I can't appreciate your humor, Kingfish, so I'm just going to put on our first number here. It's Miss Dinah Shore saying, "It's all right with me."
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right.
King Kingfish, I say it was a hunk of genius decreasing Leroy's hat sizes every day so he thunk his head was swelling up on him.
Yeah, I thunk it would work on him because he had a nervous breakdown once before, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, he had ulcers and the whole bit, yeah. Yeah, he was a groom at the racetrack when it happened. One of the officials looked in the store one day. The horse was munching on a hamburger, and Leroy had his head in the oats bag.
You mean that Leroy thought he was a horse?
Oh, yeah. They had to humor him. They threw a horse blanket over him and took him to the Bellevue in a padded horse van. He whinnied for 3 nights before the wonder drugs got to him.
Well, why has you got so much against your brother-in-law, Leroy Kingfish?
Well, I don't know, Amos. I guess, I'm like an elephant. I never forget. It all stems back to me and Sapphire's wedding. He played one of them little honeymoon pranks of his on us. While we was in church, he filled a transmission of my Essex with sand.
Now, that must have been a mess, all right.
I'll see. Me and Sapphire spent the first 6 hours of our honeymoon on a grease rack.
Well, to try to get a little sense back into the program here, I'm going to put on our next number. It's Mr. Artie Wynn and the Pete King Corral with If This Isn't Love.
A secret, I've got a little secret.
A secret,
a secret kind of secret.
A secret kind of secret.
He's 84 to shout it to every daffodil
and tell the world about it.
In fact, I think I will. This is love. The whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm daft as a daisy. With moons all around and cows jumping over, there's something amiss and I'll eat my hat if this isn't love.
He's feeling like the apple on top of William Tell. With this he cannot grapple because you're so adorable.
If this isn't love, then winter is summer. If this isn't love, my heart needs a plumber. I'm swinging on stars, I'm riding on rainbows. I'm busting with bliss, for there's something amiss, and I'll eat my hat if this isn't love.
Kingfish, you know, that's a great idea you got, making your brother-in-law think his head is swelling and his feet is shrinking.
Oh, yeah, I hitting at the whole family, to tell you the truth. Let me tell you what I done this morning at the house. I filled my mama-in-law's elastic stockings full of peanut butter. She got up early this morning and tried to put them on in the dark. You never heard such carrings on in your life.
Well, I don't know, Kingfish. I think you was going too far.
Yeah, that's right. Suppose Sapphire and Mama find out what you've been doing to Leroy. They is liable to work you into something even the insurance company wouldn't touch.
Oh, no, they might get mad at other things, but if there's one thing Sapphire and Mama has got, it's a sense of humor. Oh, they has really got
Excuse me, Kingfish. Wait a minute. Look out the window. Ain't that your good-natured wife and mama-in-law coming down the street there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at your mama there. She got 8 fedora hats in one hand, and that lead-weighted umbrella of hers in the other. I would hazard a guess they is rather upset about something.
Yeah, and they is coming in here, too. Yeah. Now, let me think here right quick. Now, I tell you what. I think I'll duck down in the basement and...
Stand where you is, George Stevens.
Yeah, don't you move, you weasel.
Well, if it ain't the happiness girl.
Excuse me for protruding, Mrs. Smith, but
It ain't raining out. How come you carrying your umbrella?
You open your big fat mouth again and you'll find out.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if it ain't my good friend Calhoun, my defense lawyer. Come in, old pal.
Yes. Come in, you half-witted public defender.
Excuse me, I didn't know the courtroom was so crowded. Case dismissed. See you later.
George, we found all these hats in the closet. Now, what has you been doing to my poor brother Leroy?
Sapphire, I ain't doing nothing to him. He got enough trouble with his head swelling up on him without me bothering him.
Now, listen, we know what you've been up to, switching hat sizes on him.
Yeah, that must have been real funny, him measuring his head.
I wish you wouldn't do that with your umbrella. My Adam's apple has always been a sensitive spot.
Well, just keep out of this, Buster.
Now, George, me and Mama ain't fooling around. We want you to call up Leroy and apologize for what you've done.
Well, now, wait a minute here. I has got my principles. Nobody apologizes to a brother-in-law, least of all that goof Leroy.
Oh, wait a minute here. My Adam's apple is just as sensitive as anything.
Well, don't stand there like that holding your neck. What is you going to do about it?
Yeah, well, like I say, I'm going to call up poor dear Leroy and apologize to my darling brother.
Better, George.
Come on, Sapphire. We got a lot of housework to do.
Yeah, well, I think I should warn you now. Before you use the washing machine, I'm going to tell you the truth. You better drain out the quart of molasses I poured in there. It might gum up the wet wash.
We'll take care of that. You just be sure and call Leroy.
Come on, Sapphire.
Well, put on the next number, will you, boys, while I calls up Leroy and apologizes.
I'll be happy to, Kingfish. And now, folks, we come to our memory tune for tonight, which we is playing for friends of ours all over the nation. But to tell the truth, on this occasion, we is playing it for ourselves, too. You see, it is the song that was associated with us for many, many years, and it sure do bring back a lot of memories. It's called The Perfect Song, and it's played for us by an organist who worked on our show with us for many years, Mr. Gaylord Carter.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are Amos and Andy, or as you know in real life, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll.
Hi, folks.
Hello from me, too. Well, Freeman, why don't you start this thing off?
Well, friends, tonight's Music Hall program, as you may know, will be the last program of this series. I say series because we have, over a period of years, been on the air with several series or formats. Well, just to give you a thumbnail sketch, Charlie and I started off many years ago as a singing team, both on radio and records. After a couple of years, they caught on to us, and we stopped singing, and then we started doing a daily 15-minute dialect show in the Middle West out of Chicago, Illinois, known as Sam and Henry.
That's right, Freeman, and after 2 years with Sam and Henry, we changed the series and started from coast to coast with a 15-minute daily show, Amos and Andy. After a good many years as Amos and Andy with the 15-minute daily program, We concluded that series and shortly thereafter changed to a half-hour program on radio with a large orchestra, guest stars, a singing choir, and this show was broadcast once a week.
During the years we were on the air with the once-a-week half-hour radio series, the Amos and Andy television shows were started with other actors. Almost 100 half-hour TV shows were made. Now, at the conclusion of the half-hour radio series, which was broadcast once a week, we then started the present music hall program, broadcasting five times a week, each program lasting approximately 30 minutes.
And if I'm not mistaken, Freeman, I think the music hall program has been on the air almost 7 years. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we said before, the program that we have just finished concludes the Amos and Andy Music Hall series.
For the past few months, we have been working on another idea, which we hope to present to you in the not-too-distant future. It will be entirely different from anything we have done in the past. And it will be the seventh time we have changed our style of program. But now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you, yes, you, who have made all of these programs possible. We want to thank CBS and all of the nice people there who have worked on the music hall for almost 7 years. And we are very grateful to all of the fine actors who have helped us. And we are especially indebted to our fine writers, Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher, who have done a great job for us for the past 15 years. So instead of saying goodbye, we want to say so long for now. We are very grateful again to you.
And just let me say here that when we do come back, we sincerely hope you'll be with us. Thank you, and good night.
Good night, friends.
Your announcer, ladies and gentlemen, is Jim Omichi. I'm speaking for Gene DeCray and Jack Laddig, our audio engineers, for Gus Bays, our sound effects engineer, for Jack Daly, our music coordinator, for Bob Hsu, our associate director, for Cliff Howell, our producer-director, and for our executive producers, Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher, saying thank you for listening to the Amos and Andy Music Hall on CBS Radio, and until we meet again, so long and good luck. Alan Jackson's informative new feature, Information Central, weekdays beginning Monday on CBS Radio.